Do you have an idea for a podcast, but you don't know where to start? Maybe you're overwhelmed by all the tech or you're convinced nobody will actually listen to you. Well, I'm Shauna Game. After 9.5 years as a professional podcaster, at this show, Everyone's Talking Money, and 25 million downloads later, let me tell you the secret to a profitable podcast. It is building a solid foundation, your podcast roadmap before you launch. That's why I created the Podcaster Class, a fast-paced group cohort podcasting for profit 8-week style MBA program. The Podcaster Class is immersive, comprehensive, and insanely motivational. If you want to create a podcast, DIYing a launch is just not the way to go. In the Podcaster Class, you'll get the tools, tips, and strategies to create a podcast that resonates with listeners and one you can be proud of. Get this, 90% of podcasters never make it to episode 3. That's 2.8 million podcasters who just quit. So to be a top podcaster, you only need to publish 21 episodes, but you got to make them good. So in the Podcaster Class, I'm taking the mystery out of how to create, launch, and profit from your podcast so you can create a top 1% podcast just like this one. The May cohort is now open for enrollment. Classes start May 22nd. There are only 15 spots open. You are going to learn podcasting with me and 14 other amazing people. You can learn all the details at thepodcasterclass.com. Use code podcast when you sign up for $100 off. That's thepodcasterclass.com. You know I'm a big fan of enjoying life while still being smart financially. That's why I love ButcherBox. I can get a variety of high-quality meat, seafood, chicken, and pork at an amazing value, all with exclusive member deals delivered to my door with free shipping always. One thing I just never wanted to cut out of my spending plan is eating good food. And with ButcherBox, I don't have to, and neither do you. Where else can you get free protein for a whole year? Yes, you heard that right. One of my favorite go-to dinners is a salmon bowl. I'm not even a huge salmon lover, but ButcherBox's wild-caught salmon is oh so good. I make a nice little marinade, saute some veggies, cook the salmon, and throw in some Weiss. And it is an amazing dinner. If you want to take less trips to the grocery store and always have prepared meat in the freezer for a lot less money, you need ButcherBox in your life. Sign up at butcherbox.com/ETM and get our special deal. ButcherBox is offering our listeners a free for a year offer plus an additional $20 off. You can choose salmon, chicken breast, or steak tips free in every order for a year. Sign up today at butcherbox.com/ETM. Hey, I'm Shauna Compton Game. This is Millennial Money, and today we're talking travel trends for 2018.
Millennial Money with Shauna Compton Game. It will expand your brain.
Can you believe that we're actually at the end of 2017, and we're actually going into 2018? I mean, so it's December already.
I was going to say, did we already lose 2018?
I'm thinking for the future. I'm thinking ahead for the future this week on this week's podcast, talking about travel. We're talking about travel trends for 2018. So we're looking to the future.
Yeah, and I'm hoping 2018 is going to be a good future, and there's going to be a lot of great travel opportunities.
Yeah, and hopefully a lot of you guys that are listening are making your plans for 2018, and maybe we can inspire you and help you and give you some really good tips. So basically what we're kind of talking about for this episode is, you know, where people are traveling, how they're traveling, and basically all the travel trends that are happening. There's a lot of year-end sort of what's coming up for next year, Airbnb and all the other travel destination places have released a lot of different stats and the different things. So we kind of compiled them all together and said, all right, what's really going on? What are people talking about? In a couple of weeks, we're going to have a where to travel in 2018. We'll go over more details about all the really cool cities that are sort of emerging and where people are going. But this time we're going to kind of just sort of talk in general and give you some good stats here and stuff.
Yeah, I think it's really interesting to look at the trends, because a lot of times we don't think about these trends. You know, we're just kind of going through and traveling. But I think it's really interesting to see, like, what are the trends, and then what are, like, the different companies and the different cities that are emerging around those trends.
Yeah, I mean, and hopefully through this episode, maybe you could find some new places where to travel, new things to do, and of course, new experiences. That's the go-to these days, right? Is experiences.
Yeah, I mean, that's the name of the game, so they tell me.
Yeah, so one of the places that are really, really have gotten behind the travel experiences and really sort of get the millennial generation is Airbnb, of course. And they're really one of the first to come up with, you know, the experiences. And so they we compiled some of their information, and they basically came up with a lot of hotspots that are the usual hotspots for coming up, that New York, Paris, London top the most book cities, while smaller and more popular destinations like Lisbon in Portugal and Miami, they're on the rise for most booked global cities for Airbnb travelers.
Yeah, I mean, none of those, like, really surprise me. But I think, you know, I'm a huge believer in Airbnb. So, I mean, I think you should always check in any city that you're traveling to.
Yeah, and another popular city that was now become popular, but I'm sure nobody knows where this is, and they probably can't pronounce the name of this, but the 2018 Winter Olympics are coming up in, like, what, 2 months, I think, in February. And, of course, how do you say it? Gangyeong?
I think it's Gangyeong,
South Korea. So excuse us Koreans if we're butchering the name, but I think it's Gangyeong. It tops the list for trending destinations with Airbnb bookings, 21.75%.
Yeah, I think that's really interesting because, you know, even just a couple years ago for Olympics, Airbnb wasn't what it is now. And so there wasn't the talk about, oh, you could go to some of these really small locations and you can actually stay affordably and experience the Olympics different. I mean, before, your only options were hotels.
Yeah, and I think that's a cool way to, you know, kind of explore the city and you know, in a country, too, that is really popular. And Korea is a really popular destination for people to go. So I think that has even spurred on more people that even want to go there, too. And staying in an Airbnb is a way interesting way to actually, you know, sort of get it, too. But there's a lot of Midwestern cities. the lady sitting next to me was born in this city, Indianapolis, Indiana.
Yes, I'm proud Hoosier, and love that Indianapolis is actually on the top of a lot of lists. It's on the top of affordability lists of best places to live, and it's really interesting that it's, you know, topping best places to visit, too.
Yeah, mainly it's their downtown area, but according to Airbnb, 256% in bookings as of right now. Pretty much close to them, Columbus, Ohio, which is another, it's a college town as well. That's on the rise too, with 254% booking on Airbnb. In addition, international cities like Tokyo, Paris, and Osaka are among the strongest growth in bookings right now.
Yeah, so I mean, it's obviously a huge trend, staying Airbnb, any type of vacation rental like that. I mean, not only to stay there, but if you're able to rent out your place, it's a great way, if you're in one of those popular cities, to make some extra cash. I mean, we're always talking about, you know, budgeting and saving money, but it's the name of the game really is about growing your money. And so, you know, if you can use your place to have it on Airbnb or any of these other places, it's just a great way to make extra cash.
Well, I think that's interesting, too, with the Olympics and what's trending, too, because, like, one of the cities they have on here is Paris, which is going to have the Summer Olympics down the line. Then of course, Los Angeles is going to have the – so it's going to be interesting to see, you know, the battle between hotels and Airbnb there.
So we've got Airbnb. Obviously, that's a huge trend. But also, we found that bookings for nature lodges are up 700%. And really, I think what's driving this is that everyone is looking for a way to unplug and de-stress and actually get away from Wi-Fi. I think we're so connected. You know, we're such in a, like, social media culture that I think people are just... they just really want to get away from it for a while, which is fascinating.
Yeah, I think there's probably a lot of people listening to this and going, wait, what? No, I have to be by Wi-Fi. I have to be by my phone. But I think there's a lot of us more and more these days are going, you know what? No, I want to get away. I want to get off social media. I don't even need to check my email. So, you know, if you can't get on it, then you also, you're not working. You're not doing a bunch of things. And it's a really good way to just de-stress.
Yeah, and I think it's also that millennial trend about experiences over buying stuff, which I'm really happy to see this shift. I know there's like been many points of time in my life where stuff took more of a precedent. And, you know, it really is the experiences, I think, that makes life, you know, more exciting, more enjoyable. But, you know, they're also choosing unusual experiences over just, you know, average experiences. So whether it's like weekend glamping in a yurt or, you know, some other really interesting nature experience, that's definitely topping the list because not only is it more Instagram worthy, you know, you could do some great Instagram stories from those types of locations, but it really is a different experience. So when you're at home bragging to your friends, you know, it's not like, well, we just went and stayed at, you know, some campground. It was like, no, we stayed at this really cool, unique yurt and, you know, it was in the middle of nowhere and there were bears outside. I don't know.
Because they have things like that, yurts and whatever else that we're also going to talk about right now. These are either in the middle of nowhere or they're surrounded by beautiful scenery and it really sort of connects you where you're going to be and stuff. And, you know, that's the whole part about travel. Travel is supposed to change you. Travel is supposed to transform you. And I think that's what staying in these places and Airbnb and others like this that are, they're catching on to as well, kind of get it. And they're not just houses or apartments now that are for rent. These places are for rent too. And they have a bunch of sort of stats here to back it up.
Yeah, and, you know, really over the past year, these non-traditional homes have seen the largest increase in bookings. And I know, you know, Airbnb puts out kind of a newsletter-esque email to people who have, you know, ever booked on there. And they're always featuring, like, the most unusual places. And some of them, it just kind of blow my mind. Like, people actually live in some of these places.
Right.
But, you know, staying off the beaten path is really where I think Airbnb is thriving these days, particularly over, like, a typical city location. So based on the Airbnb data, more travelers are looking to experience nature firsthand in the new year with bookings with yurts up 155%, ryokans, which is a traditional Japanese inn, up 600%, and RVs up 133%. Right. Yeah, I mean, RVs, like, that's the new thing. Like, the new thing is to be location independent, to live out of an RV, or even just to rent one for a specific period of time. Even houseboats now, like in a lot of cities, people are wanting to stay in a houseboat and they're willing to pay more money to stay in that experience of a houseboat than, you know, in like a nice apartment or you know, some other location in a particular city.
Yeah, and I've seen more and more research that I do about different travel destinations. I look up and I see a yurt here, a yurt there, yurt everywhere. But you see more of them popping up here in LA, like in Malibu and stuff. And there's even a yurt on a farm here in Malibu as well, so you can experience an organic farm at the same time.
Yeah, and I know, you know, a lot of people are thinking differently also about when they're thinking about buying their first home. They're thinking outside of the box now with Airbnb. I think a lot of people are thinking like, well, what if we bought some like really unique place that was maybe someplace other than where we live and it wasn't as expensive, but then we were able to rent it out on Airbnb and use that income, you know, as a down payment for our new house. So I think there's just a lot of new opportunities that Airbnb and services like Airbnb, certainly they're not the only one, but they've really opened up this new world of not only thinking about traveling, but also thinking about investing in real estate and growing money and, you know, all those fun topics.
Yeah. Well, also, don't you think it's sort of an interesting thing to think about, too, that you're going to somewhere really amazing already. You're going to see a lot of really great scenery and get away and all that kind of stuff like that. But don't you think it becomes more of an experience, even though hotels right now are probably better than they've ever been? You know, so many hotels are so great and so luxurious and really cool and fun and all that kind of stuff like that. But the experience of living in, you know, or staying in one of these kind of places that are either traditional, you know, like a Japanese inn or whatever the case is, or a yurt or something like that. Don't you think that's a really unique and cool experience?
Yeah, I mean, honestly, like, I've never really thought about wanting to stay in a yurt, but I am really focused on, like, what is the most unique experience we can have in a particular city? And so I think something like that makes it exciting. I mean, actually, it makes it exciting for me to think, like, well, maybe there isn't a TV, or maybe there isn't Wi-Fi, you know? And you have to, like, go back to actually talking to each other and playing games and whatever else couples do together when there's no TV and Wi-Fi. But anyway, you know, I mean, I think it's just a way to, like, explore a new part of yourself that you're almost maybe not allowed to do at home.
Yeah, but that's also making hotels kind of compete with this now too, right? And other sites like Expedia and stuff like that.
Yeah, so like all of those major booking sites, you know, that we've all come to know and think that, you know, that was pretty much the only way we could book travel, are adding all of these alternate lodgings, you know, private accommodation, hostels, B&Bs, to their traditional properties to try and capture that audience that is going towards these experiential type, you know, travel. You know, searches on Expedia, Booking.com, Tripping.com result in really just a kind of a grab bag of possibilities. Trivago recently started featuring home away vacation rentals. So what you're seeing is a lot of merging together, and a lot of the traditional sites now going like, wait, we're actually losing a lot of our travelers to these unique experiences. We have to figure out a way to get them back. And there's even a lot of hotel chains now that are opening up, you know, whether it's unique hostels or some other version, so that they can try to convince, you know, millennials or a younger audience that you actually want to stay there.
Yeah, and they're trying to get as many butts in the beds as well, too. But they're also creating a lot of experiences for them as well, too. You've sort of seen that trend, I think, after a while. We've traveled to different places where, you know, hotels that have bees, and you can go and go check out their beehives, or you can go
not in the room.
Not in the room, yes. But yeah, they have their own farm and stuff. We've featured those on other podcasts. But, you know, so like one in was it Calgary that you can go with the chef, their executive chef, go out to their farm, go out there. So we've sort of seen these things with some of the bigger hotels, and I think the hotels that get it, but you're seeing them more experiences more because they know they have to compete for the next generation as well as the giants that Airbnb has become.
And they're trying everything. I mean, they're really trying to woo travelers away towards loyalty programs and making the loyalty programs better than ever. I mean, I don't think there's been a time that I can remember where loyalty programs for hotels have been this great, where, you know, you can get free Wi-Fi. A lot of times you can get a free upgrade just by asking now. They're really trying to, like, democratize how people, you know, used to be able to get all these perks, because what they're seeing is, like, if they offer some of these free perks to people and they share them on social media, that starts a, you know, kind of trend of people paying attention to these different hotel chains trying to do something, you know, a little bit different. In fact, the number of U.S. hotel guests who belong to a frequent stay program jumped 37% 2 years ago to 63%. So it's really showing that I think people are realizing not only that hotels are doing what they can to get you to stay there, but also a lot of these free perks are worth cash in your pocket.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
The weather is getting warmer. I'm so excited, and it is time to say goodbye to all those jackets and sweaters and hello to the shorts and t-shirts. I wanted to update my summer workout wardrobe for the long haul without, you know, spending a fortune. Luckily, I found Quince, and I am in love. Quince is your go-to place from everything from premium European linen dresses, blouses, and shorts from $30, washable silk tops, timeless 14-karat gold jewelry, and so much more. The best part of all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts out the cost of the middleman and passes those savings on to you. And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes. I love that. Okay, I bought the dreamiest pair of workout leggings and a bright pink workout top to match. Honestly, Ladies, I gotta tell you, these leggings you need. The price cannot be beat, and I feel like a million bucks wearing this cozy workout-friendly outfit. I've worn it for like 5 days straight. Get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/etm for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/etm to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/etm. I'm going to be real with you. Identity theft is on the rise, and you do not want to wake up one morning and discover that your bank account has been emptied, or you're overdue on credit cards you never even applied for. We talk about this often on the podcast, but you don't realize how much of your information is available to scammers on the internet and how susceptible you and your family are to identity theft and fraud. I know, it's scary, but now you can get your data removed with Delete Me. That's why I personally choose Delete Me. Delete Me is a subscription service that removes your personal information from the largest people search databases on the web, and in the process, helps prevent potential ID theft, doxing, and phishing scams. I just started using Delete Me, and I got my regular personalized privacy report. I was shocked what they found and removed. It was pages of information about me that I did not want online. Here's how it works. You sign up and provide Delete Me with exactly what information you want deleted, and their experts take it from there. I cannot tell you how relieved I felt to have Delete Me. And you know, it's also a great service for your parents or grandparents to help protect them from identity theft. Delete Me is not just a one-time service. Delete Me is always working for you, constantly monitoring and removing the personal information you do not want on the internet. Take control of your data and keep your private life private by signing up for Delete Me, now at a special price for my listeners. Today, get 20% off your Delete Me plan when you go to joindeleteme.com/etm and use promo code ETM at checkout. The only way you get 20% off is to go to joindeleteme.com/etm and enter code ETM at checkout. joindeleteme.com/etm. Go to joindeleteme.com/etm and use code ETM for 20% off. When it comes to financial advice, you gotta trust the source. It's why you listen to this podcast. When I'm looking to upgrade my wallet, I turn to NerdWallet. Their expert team of nerds dives into the details to help you find smarter financial products. Before NerdWallet, I was paying for vacations all wrong. I was missing out on miles I didn't even know I was leaving on the table. Now I've got a new card with more miles and more upgrades. What could future you do with more travel rewards? I don't know, maybe that fancy hotel upgrade that you have always been dreaming about. Wherever you go next, make it happen with a smarter travel credit card. Don't wait to make smart financial decisions. Compare and find smarter credit cards, savings accounts, and more today at nerdwallet.com. NerdWallet, finance smarter. As with all cards, credit is subject to lender approval and terms apply. In those moments when money is just not moving as fast as your dreams, Earnin provides the financial momentum you need to keep moving forward. Earnin is an app that gives you access to your pay as you work, up to $100 per day or up to $750 per pay period. You just download the Earnin app and verify your paycheck. Then you access up to $100 a day as you work, and you can leave an optional tip. Any money you access plus tips are automatically repaid from your next paycheck. I honestly would use Earnin in lots of different ways, but what's on my mind recently is I need a night out. I need some good tacos to sip on a few virgin margaritas and celebrate you all helping this podcast earn 26 million downloads. Make Earnin a part of your financial routine and join Earnin's over 3.5 million customers who say things like, "When I think about Earnin, I think about financial stability and security. Gives me a lot of peace of mind." Download Earnin today, spelled E-A-R-N-I-N, in the Google Play or Apple App Store. When you download the Earnin app, type in Talkin' Money under podcast when you sign up. It will really help the show. Talkin' Money under podcast. Earnin is a financial technology company, not a bank, subject to your available earnings, daily max, pay period max, and location. See earnin.com/TOS for details. Bank products are issued by Evolve Bank & Trust, member FDIC.
So that was kind of where, to stay and stuff like that. But I think one of the things overall arc of this episode here is what we're talking about. And I think we're always kind of trying to talk about is that this is not only going to change for 2018. This is, I think, how the shift in the culture is going to kind of go, especially travel has really exploded more than ever, that you see people from not only, you know, the United States traveling so many places, you've seen so many people from so many parts of the globe traveling here or traveling anywhere else too. And I think a lot of other cultures, it's already built into travel a lot.
That's really exciting to me because I think there's a new embrace of the concept. You know, we've talked about this forever. Like, you only have one life to live. I mean, you've heard that statement probably a million times over, but I don't think there's ever been a time like there is now where people are actually doing something about that. They're going, you know what? I don't want to wait until I'm older to travel. I don't want to wait until maybe my health isn't good to do certain things. I don't want to wait to start a business or whatever it may be. You know, you're actually thirsting for these experiences and then figuring out how to go out and do them.
Yeah. And one of the cultures that has always been big, huge travelers is China. And everyone wants a piece of China these days. You know, China is actually, this is totally interesting. I did not know this at all. I knew they traveled here a lot and they travel in groups and they travel individually and whatever and stuff. And sometimes they'll stay for, you know, weeks on end, maybe a month or so. But China's far ahead of the rest of the world in mobile traveling trends, which I thought it was really interesting, and especially for this generation and beyond. And Chinese travelers research and book their trips all on their phones or with apps, payment services, and other features that are more advanced and widely accepted there.
Yeah, I mean, I just think that almost, you know, in a few years, like, we're going to be, like, computer what? Everything is going to be on our cell phone. I mean, almost everything is right now. I still think it's, like, really hard to look up a lot of stuff on your cell phone or, you know, to...
Yeah, I think sites haven't totally... God, there's a lot of sites that I'm like, okay, I can't find everything. I have to actually use my computer for this one. But I think this is a total trend that's going to be happening. We're going to see something within the next 5 years. It's going to be exactly like this.
Yeah, absolutely. And there actually is a Berlin-based company called Inspector.com, and they provide really comprehensive reviews of more than 1,500 beaches in 50 destinations throughout Europe. I love sites like this. You know, whether it's Asia, Africa, Middle East, the site just covers, you know, the conditions of the beaches, plus everything you need to know. And all of these details are so critical. You know, parking, water sports, food, atmosphere, demographics. You know, I'm always, when we travel, like, trying to figure out all of that type of information, which you can't find from, like, a hotel website, especially if you're going somewhere completely foreign.
Well, I think a lot of times the hotel website,
they don't want you to know.
Oh, it's adjacent, or it's this or that, or it's whatever and stuff. But yeah, if you're going to some place in Asia or Africa or something like that, and it's, yeah, and you don't always understand the language, and you've heard they have really good beaches, but is there access, and can you get there? And so I think a site like this, they're still sort of testing this, and they're going to launch the U.S. sometime next year. More so, there's going to be more reviews about the U.S. sites and stuff. U.S. beaches and destinations and stuff, but I think this is totally a need to be able to review this. And it's not like a Yelp or anything like that. So it's really sort of, you know, they you can actually hone in and find the beaches and go, oh yeah, I'm going to go there, and my hotel is actually close to it, or no, my hotel is, you know,
right there. Yeah,
yeah, exactly.
And I think it's also really exciting. There are two new companies called Affirm and Uplift, and they actually help people who have all the travel aspirations. So, like me, you want to travel everywhere, but you're a little short on the cash to do it. And they actually have introduced payment installment plans. So rather than charge everything on your credit card that has, you know, 23% interest or some ridiculous amount of interest, you could actually pay it off over a certain period of time. I think it's an interesting concept. I think there's going to be more companies like this that sprout up just because travel is such a big focus for people.
Yeah, and it's basically like getting on layaway. It's like you get your trip on layaway that you could actually pay it off later on and stuff.
Yeah. So, I mean, with anything like that, you just got to make sure that you're watching how much interest you're being charged, you know, and always figuring out, is there a better way to do this? But I think, you know, that's a really cool trend.
Yeah. And, you know, we mentioned before about the experience and how travel really changes you. It's one of the things that I love about it so much. And I think the more places I go, the more experiences I go to, the more cultures I go to and experience, you know, it really transforms you. And transformational travel, that's a really big thing these days. And people are really doing this a lot more. And they want to be changed after the vacation, whether it's, you know, going away and doing nothing and sitting on a beach, which is what we kind of did when we went this past, you know, to Maui, and which we have a podcast coming up about that later on, or coming up in the new year. But, you know, that was, that was a real transformational vacation, because it's one of the first vacations that we've done together that we just did nothing. And that was really transformational, but let alone so many other things that you could do that push you out of your comfort zone, you know, can really fundamentally change you and your place in the world. And just as you're talking about how people could even travel to your own country and you experience their culture that way. You know, I think that this is really becoming a real great trend, because the more we're informed about other cultures and the more open-minded we and better global citizens we become.
Yeah, that's the ultimate goal, of course. So yeah. I think all of that is great. And the more that we're willing to go to places where maybe we are nervous about traveling to just because we don't have all the information, you know, I think it just brings everybody together more. I think that's the purpose of social media. There's obviously some downsides of social media. But I think the more that we can do where we can really unite people and show that no matter where we are around the world, we're all pretty much similar.
Yeah. Another thing, too, that's sort of trending, this is a stat we kind of found, that oversaturation of tourist destinations is happening now. And I think it's interesting that Airbnb, some of the cities they list, like New York, London, and Paris, which are obviously hugely tourist places, that, you know, people are still going to those places. But I think what we're seeing a lot of times is people don't really want to go to the tourist destinations. And I think cities like that are unique, and you could actually find other things than going to the Louvre or going to the Empire State Building. Or, like, have you ever been to the Empire State Building?
Once.
Yeah. I've been one time. And I think it's one of those things, you go there once and, you know, maybe people enjoy it and they want to keep going back, and that's interesting and stuff like that. But, you know, one of the stats they had is roughly 800 million in 2008 to 1.6 billion in 2020 are a lot of these stats saying that these locations are growing and people aren't really wanting to go to those tourist destinations.
Yeah, I think that's I think it's just a different type of traveler, you know. I mean, like, millennials are super social conscious travelers, and I think they're becoming really more mindful of what they consume in so many different ways, and travel really isn't any different. In fact, a lot of millennials are boycotting, you know, countries accused of unethical practices. You know, people just don't want to go to those destinations. So, you know, with the rise of social media and, you know, being able to see all of these different places, I think in a different way is bringing light to a lot of this.
Yeah. And, not to make this, you know, totally political and to be so transparent in maybe my views and stuff like that. One of the things that I've seen with this, too, which I think is really interesting, that you see that and people, you know, go to places like change.org or whatever and say, oh, hey, there's this country, they're doing things that I don't really like. One of the things that I've read several articles that tourism throughout the United States has been down since the president took over last January. And then also, too, that a place like China, which is becoming more and more popular, and they've obviously had some human rights issues there. So it's, I think it's interesting, two powerhouses like that, you're seeing maybe one growing and maybe one going away. I mean, I still think people will always, you know, throng to the United States, but it's just sort of an interesting trend with what they're talking about here.
Yeah, even places like Nepal, they've set up a code for conduct for peace responsible tourism. So I think this is on the mind of a lot of maybe countries that you normally wouldn't think about going to, where they're saying, like, hey, this is our motto, this is our stance on being socially conscious.
Yeah, and you know, I think that's that can transform you as well, make you well-informed and go to a country like, no, these are the beliefs that I have as a human citizen, not just of one country or not. And I think that's what we're kind of doing is breaking down barriers with travel too. And one last thing too, that I think is really popular, and it's that you've seen this sort of grow as well. And especially millennials, just that maybe you're not able to always afford to travel, but there's different ways you could do this now, is volunteer through traveling, volunteerism, tourism, I should say, and that's going to continue through 2018. And it's basically so you can go to a place and make a difference, a hands-on experience, a helping out a community. It's really increased in the wake of all the disasters too and stuff like that. We've seen so many people, with the hurricanes, people coming to Texas and to Florida, as well as helping out and traveling to Mexico City. I think we're going to maybe even see that in California with some of the wildfires. We've just really seen a surge in people volunteering on vacation.
Which just goes along with all of the trends that we've been talking about on this episode, which really is just demanding a different style of traveling. I think demanding more from your travel, vacation, escape, experience, whatever it may be, that you want to come back almost changed, different. You wanted to have a different perspective, whether it's culturally or whether it's giving back or whether it's just experiencing a yurt or something, completely out of your comfort zone. I think that is really the wave of the future. And we're going to see a lot more companies sprout up like that. And we're going to see a lot more people, I think, demanding that of the travel industry.
Yeah, and I think just, to finish up about also the disasters and stuff like that, we're going to talk about this in another podcast down the road, another episode, I should say, that, places like Puerto Rico and Mexico, and what if you went to those places and you had your vacation, you did all those things, but you also maybe volunteered for a day or two and you helped rebuild something. And, Puerto Rico is really going to need help like that. Same thing too. If you ever come to some major city like New York or Los Angeles or, San Francisco or something like that, volunteer in a food kitchen, volunteer to, pass out books to kids or read to kids or something like that, I think would totally transfer, let alone if you're going to do that in a foreign country. If you're coming here, we're going there, I think that could be totally transformational. So I think that's another thing that people are talking about, and that's what's been trending for 2018, and there's even more to come. And if you guys have anything else that you places like this that you hear about, send us a message. We want to hear about it, and we want to talk about it on the podcast.
Yeah, so exciting things in travel for 2018. Hopefully, you'll get to experience a lot of these things. As always, you can follow me on Twitter and Instagram at Shauna Game. You can check out Jeff on Instagram at The Traveling Game. And if you love this podcast, do me a favor, share it with your friends, shout it out on social media, and head on over to the link in the show notes and leave us a review. It does a lot for our podcast ratings, and we really appreciate it.